One of the things that Rav gave Malkus for was somebody that lived by his shver. So if somebody lives by his in-laws, so he would give Malkus. So what's Pashup Shad in that? So Rashi says, Shema Yikashalba. Because Rav was concerned that maybe the Edim would be Nichshol in an Aveira with Chamoisai. And then Rashi says, Shestam Chamoisai Heves as Chasla. That's what Rashi says. And being that there's such a Stam, therefore Rav was concerned, Ad Kedei Kerach, and Rav used to give Malkus. Says Toistus, Dibra Maschel, but Kulu Loi Mangid Rav. Right. What's the Dibra Maschel referring to? So first the Gemara brings a whole list of things that Rav used to give Malkus for. In Nardoi they said, no, all those things he didn't. The only time he did was if someone was Mekadosh Bebiya, and even then Beloy Shaduchi. Some say, no, if he was Mekadosh Bebiya, Philibish Shaduchi. But the bottom line is, according to the second and third Mahalach, when Rav used to give Malkus, so it was only for that situation. But Pekulu, the whole list not. So Tosfos says, Al zeh soimchen ha-chassanim bizman hazeh. This is what the chassanim ha-soimchen nowadays, shedorim bebeis chamoisa, that they live by their in-laws. Why? Because otherwise, how can you live with your in-laws? Rav said you're not allowed to. So if Rav said you're not allowed to, l'chayra, how could we go connect with the great Rav? So Teretz says, was soimich on the other version of what Rav really said. Rav only meant mekadosh bebiyah, mit shaduchi, v'loy shaduchi, aval kaponim, that is not one of them that he gave. Malkus one, if that's the case, it won't be an issue. So Teretz says, v'ayte v'afilu l'man d'chayish le'il. And even according to the first sheet of Rav, that Rav used to give Malkus, so how can we do it nowadays? Mashe dorin achshav bebeis chamoysam. The reason we're mekel today is haynu b'shvil toivis hana, shedorin b'loy schirus bebayis. It's because when people move into their in-laws, they don't pay rent. And as a result, the yesh ha'chacha. So now there's proof she'enon dorim b'shvil chamoysam. Ela b'shvil shar toivay sha'oysam lahem. So he says if somebody would be living with their in-laws and they're paying rent, so now there's already a psafani zach. Why are you paying rent to live with your in-laws? And if you're paying rent, then right, you should live somewhere else. So there's already this azareyus, and that's the situation where Rav was worried about. But enochinami, in the event that you're living there for free. So there's a reglaim ladavash and aimal. Why you want to just stay there as long as you possibly can? And actually, you're able to balabayas say. And if that's the case, so that debunks the whole chashash. And in such a situation, it's not going to be a problem. Now, Rashi made a whole umdina. Rashi said, the stam chomois, oy heves es chasna. But Al-Kaparim, Taisis miyashiv, the minig ha'oivam. And Taisis says, according to the second version of Rabbi, okay, this was all a Taisis. Not true anyway. So it's not something you have to worry about. Inami, you go for free. And as long as there's some Taisis on by you living by your in-laws, so that's what's going to knock out this whole thing. Of course, what comes to mind is the most famous tshuva, without a question. In Shaila's tshuva is Noyde B'Yehuda. It's an Erechaim Simen Lamed Hey, where the Noyde B'Yehuda was asked about a situation where there was a young man, a very, very chash of a person, who had been nichshol with chamoisai over an extended period of time, and he was coming to do tshuva, and he did tshuva in a nifla digger way. This Noyde B'Yehuda, the second part of it, is an el digger Noyde B'Yehuda, because he lays out darkei tshuva and what you do have to do and what you don't have to do. One of the things he tells him is this younger man wanted to do sigufin and gilgul, all these different zach, and he says, you're telling me you're a ben tayre, you're sitting and learn tayre. If you learn tayre, there's dvarim the flam over there, but this is a real life story that's literally the most famous tshuva Noyde B'Yehuda that happened through such a mice. Again, this is something that Chazal were worried about.